Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
As the nights grow longer, the lights of Christmas shine brighter. In every flickering candle and twinkling bulb, there's a reminder of hope, love, and the promise of better days. Let the light of this season guide your heart.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas Treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
WRCO, FM 100.9 Richland Center, along with WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center, saying good morning and Merry Christmas. News Time today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A Christmas tradition at the Vatican.
Santi Apostoli Petrus
et Pope Francis delivering his Urbi et Orbi message and blessing, while for millions in the United States, it's a white Christmas, says ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
On the West Coast, families strapping on snow chains and heading to the Sierra Mountains to spend time in the snow.
Everyone is so happy, and everyone's sliding so fast, and I love it.
More than an inch expected to be on the ground in at least 9 states in the West, and across at least 10 states from Minnesota all the way to Maine. After a snowfall on Christmas Eve in New York City, residents there hoping to see their first white Christmas since 2009.
President-elect Donald Trump said on social media when he's inaugurated, his Justice Department will be, quote, vigorously pursuing the death penalty. It's after President Biden granted clemency to most federal death row inmates. And no Mega Millions jackpot winner, Friday's jackpot now worth an estimated $1.15 billion. This is ABC News. Starbucks workers across the country are ending their five-day walkout. Employees at about 300 locations taking part as they demonstrated over pay and working conditions. Justin Baldoni facing new backlash days after he was hit with an 80-page complaint by Blake Lively, who he directed and starred with in the film It Ends With Us. She accused him of sexual harassment and a smear campaign. Now, Baldoni's former publicist, Stephanie Jones, is suing him and two of her former employees.
In the suit filed in New York on Tuesday, Jones alleges there was a breach of contract, saying she was forced out of representing Baldoni amid concerns Lively would go public with accusations of misconduct. Jones alleges Baldoni and the employees sprang into action, scheming to bury and destroy co-star Blake Lively to protect Baldoni. Their plan was covert, deliberately concealed from Jones.
It's ABC Stephanie Kosick. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
It's magic and memories. Magic and memories. Wonders and wishes. Wonders and when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
He remembered it as though it were yesterday and not over 60 years ago. The first Christmas after the war, the first Christmas of peace in almost 6 years, his father home from the battlefields of Europe. Carols were sung, but with a new gusto. There was more laughter than he could ever remember, and it was a special celebration that caused his 8-year-old mind to be in awe of those adults who gathered in his living room. It was so long ago, less than mid-20th century, and now he was far older than his father had been when he returned from the war. It was now the 21st century, and other wars had come and gone and come. So many more Christmases since then. He watched his grandchildren play amongst the torn gift wrap beneath and around the gaily decorated tree, unafraid of tomorrow, ignorant to what yesterday had left behind. Every Christmas was special, but perhaps not as special as that Christmas of 1945, when the world could truly appreciate what peace on earth meant. I'm Gip Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills. The beauty of the Christmas season can remind us of all the beauty in life that we take for granted, our family, our friends, and our faith.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Our forecast for Christmas Day coming up in a bit from WRCO on this Wednesday morning.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end-of-the-year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
High temperatures in the low 30s today, mainly cloudy and quiet conditions for Christmas Day. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of fog, freezing drizzle later, so be aware of that, a low of 26. Cloudy and warmer Thursday, 38. Friday, 43, with foggy conditions and occasional light rain. The same for Saturday, with highs of 46. A bit drier Sunday and 42. We have a south wind at 2 miles per hour, and it's been a steady increase after an overnight low of 5. We're at 15 degrees.
Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought that I was fast sleeping, they thought that I was tucked in bed. They never figured I'd come a-peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, well then I'm gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw a dancer, prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw no red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screen. But he sure brought lots of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Well, he sure looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in.
Garth Brooks on WRCO. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. And I look a lot like Santa. I know. I looked in the mirror the other day. I'm like, okay, if I grew my beard, yeah, maybe. But I'm not ready to go there just yet. Although with some computer technology, there was a posting of the WRCO staff and staff members as elves and me in the middle as Santa Claus. And it did. It was kind of a shocking resemblance, I must say. But oh well, Merry Christmas from our staff to yours. Good to be with you on Christmas morning. Somebody said, oh, you got to work on Christmas? And I said, yeah, still the low man on the totem pole. I just can't seem to get up the rung of the ladder. But oh no, oh well, no, it's an honor to be here. And work, yeah, that's a loose term. Sitting and talking. Good to be with you and wishing you the best today.
Oh. The end.
Christmas and happy holidays. This is the season for love, laughter, and making memories. As you gather with family and friends, may your days be filled with warmth and joy, and may the new year bring you peace, success, and endless opportunities. Wishing you a holiday season to remember. From Danielle, from Hair Spice, Sean from Freya Salon, Larson Collision and Paint, and the Mushroom Festival.
Our sons and daughters, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? When you've kissed your little baby, then you've kissed the face of God.
Kathy Matea on WRCO, WRCE. Good morning. As we approach sunrise today at 7:19, we'll check in with one of Santa's elves, Hank Bray. And also birthdays and anniversaries are coming up soon.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure. But why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This 6-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
No. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, are we on the air?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Phil.
Henry, old boy.
Yeah, how you doing today, buddy?
Not bad.
Did you get a good gift this morning?
Not yet, no.
Besides me?
No. Oh, yeah. Santa hasn't actually been there yet.
Oh, really?
He wasn't there when I left, so hopefully he made it because...
What's going to happen there?
I don't know. I left him milk and cookies.
I wonder if it's too warm for him.
No, I don't think so. I left him milk and cookies, and he hadn't touched them when I left at...
Did you make the cookies?
4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Well, that's probably why he's not there.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So tell June to make the cookies
right.
Come out.
But I was a really good boy, you know.
When, Phil? When were you? I'm wanting to know when you were good.
Was it
like this morning?
I really improved my behavior, I think, Monday, you know.
Well, for instance, when you can see Christmas in the week
right.
view.
Yep.
You just improve like that.
Right.
And you've been really good. So
I was.
And tomorrow will be right downhill.
Yep. Back in the day, I was just a model kid when Christmas rolled around, you know.
Oh, I was, too.
Christmas season, you know. Mm-hmm. Straight as an arrow there for a couple
really?
Weeks. Yeah. And then, of course, the old Christmas catalog, we'd go through it, and
right.
the pages were just paper thin by the time Christmas rolled around.
And it wasn't that thick to start
no,
with.
No, thumbing through there and then circling it, just in hopes hopes that mom and dad would just happen to look through there and say, oh, look at Phil wants this.
Did that ever happen?
I don't know. I mean, I got some nice Christmas gifts. I'm not sure if they went by the catalog, though.
Did you ever get the catalog gifts that you wanted on Christmas that you're from the catalog, or do you remember?
I don't know if I did or not, but I got some cool things that that I wanted, like a Lou Alcindor basketball.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Before he was
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah. Yep.
And Hot Wheels tracks and Billy Blastoff doll, a Mr. Microphone one year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're still using Mr. Microphone.
I am. I am.
The best gift ever, and that just keeps on
giving.
It was
like one of the worst commercials ever. They're driving by in a car, and this guy's got the Mr. Microphone, and there's some girl walking on the sidewalk, and he's like, hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later. It goes over her radio, and she's like, oh, and she laughs.
Well,
hey, couldn't do that commercial now, I don't think.
Why couldn't you?
Well, I don't know.
We could.
Well, I suppose.
Hey, good looking up. No. Ouch, my back hurts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway.
Well, you got some Fact or Hanko today?
I've got some Christmas or Hanko.
Christmas or Hanko.
What do you think? Can you play a little bit?
I think I can do that. I got enough energy.
It's either that or I sing.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Christmas or Hanko.
Santa Claus is based on a real person. Is that a bunch of Christmas, which means true, or is that a bunch of Hanko?
Oh, it's true. It's based on St. Nicholas.
It is.
There you go.
The first Christmas tree was decorated in Germany.
Let me think about that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say yes.
Yeah, you're right. Woo! Yeah, so.
Well, we had a German question on the quiz yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Too.
It was kind of related to that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. Christmas was always celebrated on December 25th.
No.
It wasn't. It was universally celebrated on this date initially, but not universally.
Not universally. So,
yeah. Yep. The song Jingle Bells was originally written for Christmas.
No, that's not right. It was Thanksgiving.
It was for Thanksgiving. Boy, you're all over this.
Well,
today.
You had that one.
I don't. You know, I just write them again and put them down
weeks.
And go.
Your retention, other than water,
and any kind of sugar,
is not very good.
Oh, well. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created as a marketing gimmick.
Absolutely. Montgomery Ward, I believe
yes.
it was.
Yep. Yep.
Uh-huh. Back in
wasn't he first seen in Macy's Day Parade?
Could have been. Yep. And then there was not a song for about 10 years.
Really?
And then they wrote the song, and Gene Autry had the big hit with it.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Right.
Hmm. Henry the Red-Nosed Salesman.
That's got possibilities.
From WRCO.
Write that down for next year.
I'm already working on next year.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. The poinsettia plant is native to Mexico.
I'd say that's true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
Actually, a plant or a weed.
A weed.
They consider it a weed down there. Right? Yep. Christmas is a modern abbreviation created to remove Christ from Christmas. True or false? All right, Christmas or Hanko?
I'll say it's Hanko.
It is Hanko. X comes from the Greek letter chi, C-H-I, representing Christ.
Uh-huh.
So that's what. But a lot of people refuse to put Xmas up.
Right. I've heard people say that over the years, that that's not something you should do, or that's not proper.
But it's actually, it's shy Christmas. It's Christmas.
It's not demeaning to Christmas.
No, it's not.
Nope.
So, the world's tallest Christmas tree was 200 feet tall.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
Yep,
it is true. You're all over this, buddy.
Well, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
All this Christmas spirit.
You can. Oof. It's just definitely bubbling out of here today.
I even got a pen that writes today, which is, I think.
Did you?
Wait a minute. Oh, maybe not.
Did you get the spam yet?
No, I haven't. Now the stores are closed, so what am I going to do?
Well, always next year. Candy canes were originally created in the shape of shepherd's staff.
That's true.
How do you know this?
Well, I just know it is. Yeah. The candy canes are based on
a shepherd.
Shepherd's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The tradition of leaving cookies for Santa began in the United States.
No, I'll say that's Hanko.
Woo! I got him one. No, that's true.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, let's celebrate.
I got one wrong. What do you do, Hank?
That ain't bad.
No,
it ain't bad.
I was on a roll there for a while.
Yeah, you were. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, the song Silent Night was written during A church organ breakdown. The song Silent Night was written during a church organ breakdown.
That's correct, and we recently had that on a Paul Harvey rest of the story.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Now you know the rest of the story.
The tradition of hanging stockings comes from Italy.
No, I'm going to say that's Hanko.
It is Hanko. It's from Scandinavia.
Scandinavia.
And you know what? Be impressed I said Scandinavia twice.
You said it right.
I did. The Christmas wreath symbolizes eternal life.
Okay. I'll say yes.
Yes, the Christmas, because it's a forever circle.
Oh, sure.
So the Christmas life. Sure. So
okay.
Anyway, how many more do you want?
Oh, buddy? I don't know. Maybe one more, a kicker.
The first Christmas card was sent in 1843.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
Nope, that's true.
Oh!
Woo! I got two of them. Two out of 14.
Two. That's all right.
So, any big plans today?
Well, I'm just going to kind of veg out. I think we're going to hang out at home. I think the kitties are kind of come in shifts this year.
Oh, good.
Maybe over the next course of the next couple of days.
Okay.
So, looking forward to having some guests. And
you know what? I've got my bag packed, my pillow.
I invited you.
So, any football games on today?
I think there are a few, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah. I believe there are.
NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Usually.
There have been a few college games the last week.
Yes, they have.
So,
yep,
so
they have.
They're getting a few of those, too.
Arkansas plays on Friday.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, against Texas Tech in the... what bowl was that in Memphis?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
The what bowl is this?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, real quick, just to let you know what the college football playoff has done, tickets at one time for the Liberty Bowl, where Arkansas is going, were $63 to start. Now they're like at $13.
$13?
Yes.
Okay.
So that
kind of watered down.
It is, and you're going to see some of these bowls disappear because of that. So,
I believe it.
Which I think we had too many anyway.
I do, too.
Yep, so
absolutely.
So, all right. But my man, wish you and your family, you and June and your daughters, your grandkids, and everybody at the Filney household, and you sitting there listening to us, we appreciate it.
We do.
100% we appreciate you.
Likewise.
And
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you and yours, Clemmy and...
Winnie.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy them bikes where they can chase people on bikes. Have a good day. Be kind.
Yep,
Merry Christmas.
You bet, Hank.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Meyer Oil and LP wants to thank their customers for a fantastic year, wishing everyone a holiday season full of warmth and a prosperous 2025 ahead.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. Wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
7:36, and today in history, in 1776, General George Washington and his troops crossed the Delaware River for a surprise attack. In 1946, singer Jimmy Buffett was born in Pascagoula, Mississippi. And in 1959, don't think that Christmas presents sometimes can spawn somebody into a lifetime of their career. That would be future Beatle drummer Ringo Starr, 1959, known as Richard Starkey, got his first set of drums as a Christmas present. He was working as an apprentice engineer at the time. Some notes on today, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday today and Merry Christmas to these fine folks. Happy birthday to Jen Terry from Lori and the Guys. Also to Micah Salisbury. Love, Mom, Dad, and Kennedy. And happy 19th to grandson Micah Salisbury. Love from Grandma and Papa. And happy birthday, Micah, from great-grandma Jean, Uncle John, Uncle Jim, Aunt Chris and Elizabeth, Aunt Jenny, and Uncle Ken. Mike is probably out there warming up for spring training today on Christmas Day. Birthday blessings to Chris Blado from your Avoca United Methodist Church family, Kay Huffman from St. Luke's Lutheran Church, and David Rote from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, David. Well, greetings going out today, and Merry Christmas for Bill from Becky, Roland, and Valerie. Also to Carol Hunt from the Durst Cousins, Greg Kinney from the family. Greg celebrates a big birthday this week as well. Today, happy birthday, Chris Niemeyer and Deanne Ressler from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. From Schmidtwithin Hills residents and staff, all the best to Tammy Fritz. Also, Tammy Fritz, have a great day from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Merry Christmas to one and all of all of our friends from Elmer and the gang. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Chris Blado, to David T. Duffy, Tish Duffy, Richard Olson, David Fettiplace, to Carla Scott and John Taylor. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Paul and Carol Sainsbury on their anniversary. And happy anniversary, Paul and Carol, from Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
The
this winter with a Milwaukee M12 heated jacket from All American Do It Center. Get a free $25 gift card with the purchase of any M12 heated apparel kit, or get a free $15 gift card with any M12 heated apparel purchase. Restrictions may apply. See store for details while supplies last. Get a free gift card with the purchase of Milwaukee M12 heated apparel through December 31st at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Let me help you save money at the Creative Outlet. From now until January 4th, you can save 50% off on all of our unique scrapbooking papers.
20 minutes before 8 o'clock, here at WRCO at 15 degrees.
C is for the Christ child, born upon this day. H is for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer. Shone so bright. T is for three wise men. They do travel far. M is for the manger where he lay. Shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. T is for three wise men. And that's why there's a Christmas day.
Christmas day.
And that's why there's a Christmas day.
Jim Reeves on WRCO Radio. Phil Nee, wishing you the best. It's always been a really fun thing to kind of gather all those memories for Christmas. Need to write them down and journal them, but we were thinking about some of the fun things that happened last night. And sometimes it's things that maybe don't go well on Christmas, like maybe the car doesn't start and things like, remember that year the car and I was looking back at some of the record lows, record lows about 1983. It was 28 below zero, and I remember people coming to our house, and I would have to jumpstart their cars so they could go home. And also in the year 2000, I remember being on the air broadcasting. We set a low of 29 below zero that morning, and we were a little younger then. We piled in the car as soon as I got done with my shift, and we drove to Davenport, Iowa for Christmas. And we were talking about that last night. June and I said, we must have been a little crazy. I think we were. Still are, maybe. We'll check news coming up next.
Jingling, jing, jingling, jingling, jingling.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along
birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and I. These wonderful things I think we remember all through our life. Just hear those sleigh bells ding-a-ling, ring, ding, ding-a-ling too. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you.
WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Merry Christmas from all of us at WRCO.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. The Christmas Day forecast calls for mainly cloudy and quiet conditions. High temperatures in the low 30s with east to southeast winds at 2 to 5 miles per hour. Could be a little bit more fog and freezing drizzle tonight later on, and a low of 26. Right now in Richland Center, it is 15.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Former Wisconsin State Senator Tim Cullen has died. According to family members, Cullen died Monday afternoon at Oak Park Place in Janesville after being hospitalized for a heart attack. He was 80. Cullen served in the Senate in two separate eras. In an interview this past September in Janesville on WCLO, Cullen talked about how things changed at the Capitol.
I was in the legislature back in the 70s and early 80s. And then I came back in 2010. And the difference between how the parties worked together, you had bipartisan agreements, et cetera, then in the 70s, early 80s, versus when I came back in 2010, 11, it became a very severe partisan place.
Cullen was among the Democratic state senators who drew national attention during the 2011 Act 10 protests. They left the Capitol and traveled to Illinois, remaining there for nearly a month in an effort to prevent passage of the controversial measure from Republican Governor Scott Walker. After serving one term, Cullen did not run for re-election, citing increased partisanship as a reason for his retirement. Former State Senator George Petak has died.
The Racine Republican lost a recall election after he switched his vote on a five-county sales tax to fund a Milwaukee Brewers stadium. First elected in 1990, Petak won re-election 4 years later. But in 1995, he twice voted against a proposed sales tax for the stadium that would become Miller Park. The bill passed after he switched his vote the third time it was brought to the floor. Constituents were not happy, and his loss to Democrat Kimberly Plocke flipped control of the state Senate. After losing, Petak was appointed deputy director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, later serving as a consultant and lobbyist. George Petak died on Christmas Eve Day, aged 75. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville has been reappointed chairman of the Assembly Committee on Local Government by Speaker Robin Voss. This will be Representative Novak's fifth term serving as chairman of the Assembly Committee on Local Government. Representative Novak also was reappointed to serve on the Assembly Committee on Agriculture, the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety, and will serve for the first time on the Joint Committee on Criminal Penalties. Representative Novak will be inaugurated as a member of the 107th Legislature on January 6th, beginning his sixth term, serving the 51st Assembly District as state representative. A man was arrested and is accused of crashing a vehicle into a building in Viroqua on Sunday. According to the Viroqua Police Department, a small vehicle had been driven into the front of Smoke World Vape on Viroqua's Main Street at 3 a.m. Sunday. The vehicle was caught on camera and was spotted on Highway 14 north of Viroqua after the break-in. The 49-year-old man driving the vehicle was arrested by Westby Police and was recommended for charges of burglary and criminal damage to property. The DNR is reporting a successful Wisconsin elk hunt.
The DNR says the 2024 hunt represented a milestone in Wisconsin's elk management because for the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. Previous hunts only occurred within the northern elk zone. The DNR received more than 17,700 applicants to hunt in the northern zone and more than 7,700 to hunt in the central zone. Eight hunters were then selected at random to participate in this year's hunt. In total, six bull elks were harvested, with four coming from the central zone and two from the northern zone. The application period for the 2025 elk hunting season opens in early spring. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
AAA is using GPS to keep roadside technicians a little safer in Wisconsin. Spokesperson Brianna Knapp says AAA is integrating its roadside assistance calls with a pair of GPS providers. Drivers who use Waze or Google Maps for navigation will receive an alert when they approach a AAA member or a AAA technician on the roadside. Knapp says nationally, every other week, a roadside technician dies on the road as a first responder. Knapp says users will have the feature automatically integrated and no registration is required. Knapp says AAA hopes the new feature will reduce unnecessary roadside deaths in Wisconsin. AAA has once again activated its tow-to-go service for this holiday season. The service offers a safe ride for Wisconsin residents who become impaired while taking part in holiday festivities, bringing both them and their car to a safe place within a 10-mile radius. The tow-to-go service is free to use for anyone, even if you're not a member of AAA. The tow-to-go service should only be used in emergencies and if travelers plan to partake in activities that could leave them too impaired to drive, they should plan their travel ahead of time. Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center campus in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in the Microsoft plans. Wisconsin court officials say mental health evaluations for people facing criminal charges are taking longer. According to Department of Health Services data, the number of people facing charges who were ordered to be evaluated for competency has grown from about 1,600 to 2,600 over the last 5 years. The number of people ordered to undergo treatment to restore competency has seen a similar increase. Officials say the DHS needs more funding to continue growing their competency services and mental health workforce. Earlier this month, a survey asked people across the U.S. what was their favorite dessert at Christmas. Brittany Merlot has the answer.
America's favorite Christmas desserts are on the table. Ranking in at number 3 was the pecan pie, pulling in 25% of the votes. Above that, apple pie at 27%. And taking the lead by a landslide, pumpkin pie with 40% choosing that as their favorite this Christmas. The sugar cookie crumbled in fifth place, and the gingerbread cookie came in ninth.
Thank you, Brittany. News will continue in just a moment.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Here are today's vital statistics. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz, died November 9th at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz. Logan Miles Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca, died December 7th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday from noon until the time of the service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Logan Miles Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca. Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died December 15th at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church Friday from 5 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of the mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain, died December 16th at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be following at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home on Saturday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Fern Evelyn Keenan, 92, of Richland Center, died Sunday. Private family burial will be held later at St. Mary's Cemetery, Maple Park, Illinois. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Fern Evelyn Keenan, 92, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. No formal services will be held. A private burial will be held in the Mount Tabor Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to Walk with Grace. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center. David J. Copas Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died Sunday. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday, January 11th at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Service in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday, January 11th from 1 until the time of the service at 3. For David J. Copas Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. And in birth news, from the Richland Hospital, Allison Sturba and Caleb Crook had a daughter, Hadley Joe. Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com. Today's high in the low 30s, so we're going to double up our current reading, it looks like, as we go about the day. Right now, we're at 16 at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 8 o'clock is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services. WRCE FM 107.7 and WRCO AM 1450 in Richland Center. It is currently 16 degrees as we check in with ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As millions of people in the U.S. have a white Christmas, it's a very different Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere. It's a beach party in Sydney, Australia, where it was 82 degrees and sunny on Christmas Day. Here in the U.S., President Biden delivering a Christmas message in a video message produced and released by the White House.
My hope this Christmas season is that we take a few moments of quiet reflection, find that stillness in the heart of Christmas, and look at each other. It's who we really are.